Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Arms out to your mum's house. 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 I'll bring arms out to your mum's house. Yes, party people, welcome once again to Arms House to Your Mum's House, episode 36.
What's going on?
Yeah, you know 36 is my lucky number.
Really?
Yeah, it follows me every... Well, maybe it's not... yeah, you know how when you notice something, you start noticing it more than anything else? But it feels like it follows me around, that number. I've always lived at a number 36. I've always, like, when I went to uni, my house was at 36, and then I had a locker, and it was number 36. Well, everything just by accident, man. So 36 is, like, my lucky number. Anyway, episode 36. What are you saying, theme was?
Episode 36.
Yeah, wait.
Very, very good, very good, very good, very, very good, very good.
What's that round your head? Where's your headphones?
Oh, shit. I haven't even fucking plugged them in, bro.
Plug them in, motherfucker. God damn it.
I was going all 90s with the headband and like the comb coming out of the hair. You know what I mean?
It's not an afro comb, though. It's literally a normal comb. It's hilarious.
Shit, man. Why didn't I do the headphones and ting, 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 ting?
Yeah. It's all good. Get them hooked up, man. Oh, well, why don't we listen to a tune then, straight off the bat?
It's coming out of the laptop speaker.
Yeah. I don't think it's good for the sound. I think you should connect the headphones. I mean, it'll make only a tiny bit of difference. Yeah.
A rookie. Sorry, Denise.
Come on, 36 episodes.
Absolutely. Disgustingly, embarrassingly.
Theme hasn't connected his headphones, man, ladies and gents.
Gremlins inside. Big up all the MSN crew. I see you. Drop me a message if you want the rewind. I'm connected.
All right, cool. You sure it's not coming out the speakers? All right, great,
I'm
man.
I'm sure, man. Let's go.
All right. And I'm just saying, I just want to say to the people, we got some graph sketches to review. We got some tunes to listen to. And I don't know, what's been happening with you, brother, man?
Everything cool? Got a couple of bits.
Yeah.
Got a couple of bits.
Actually, you know what, theme? Yo, we were talking about doing a competition with the sketch. We've got an exclusive zombie sketch that he gave us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to think of some sort of way similar to what we did with the t-shirt a couple of episodes ago. We want to do a thing with the sketch. And I was going to suggest it to you now. It literally just came to me now, man. I know I'm a bit of a stickler of like, no, we got to prepare. We got to, you know, plan this shit out properly or whatever. I know I'm like that, man. But I was just thinking, theme, if you're cool with it, we put it up. And from this episode onwards, from between this episode and next episode, people should subscribe to the YouTube channel. Yeah. And then I'll pick one of them at random because I get a notification whenever someone subscribes to the YouTube. Mm-hmm. We get a notification so I can pick out of the hat. So the people who are already subscribed, they're not eligible. That's the thing. That's why it's a bit fucked up.
That's why it's a bit controversial.
Yeah.
What are you doing for your regular customers?
This yeah, exactly.
New customers giveaway.
Yeah, what have you done for me lately? Yeah, maybe it's not a great idea, but I thought it could be cool to get more people subbed to the YouTube. But anyway, whatever. It's just a thought.
I'm thinking.
Mm. Or we could do a similar thing to what we did last time with the Instagram post. Anyway, this is all beautiful, amazing, like really exciting stuff.
This is an business meeting
exactly.
On the actual pod.
Come on, man. Has anything pissed you off these last couple of days? Come on, theme, man. Give me a classic.
Let me tell you what's pissed me
rant.
Off, bruv. And I keep forgetting to say it.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. What is it called? Let me think about what they call ripe and ready avocados, yeah?
Oh, mate. Ripe.
Yeah. I'm ready, bro.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Bro, what the fuck? Let me get this avocado for you,
yeah? Yeah, bro, show me. Bro. Yeah, I hate them things, man. I bought one the other day thinking, oh, it's going to be ripe and ready.
Bro, but one of them was a bit softer, a little bit, yeah? But what I'm saying, what the fuck? There's two packets. There's ripe and ready or ripen at home, yeah?
Yeah.
None of them. None of them fucking ripen anywhere. Yeah, no. I don't know what the fuck they're doing to these avocados, bro.
Yeah,
but you and everyone's in the shop bending over, squeezing them to see if anyone's soft. So occasionally, there's a packet which has got some soft ones in it, but they've been squished so fucking much they're all completely compressed and fucked, and now no one wants it, bro. How can you buy the fucking avocado when it says ripe and ready? It's the biggest lie on the fucking earth, bro. It's never ripe and it's never ready, bro. And then you leave it outside in your kitchen, thinking, right, okay, it's going to ripen in a couple of days. And then it just goes fucking moldy and shat.
Yeah.
They're fucking cunts, bro.
Yo, check this out, party people. Look how themes changed, man. Talk about middle class problems, man. Oh, my avocados aren't ripe. No, but theme, I completely agree with you. I bought some the other day thinking, okay, cool. I can have them for breakfast tomorrow. And the next day, I'm just like, what the fuck is solid as a rock? Solid as a rock. But yeah, that winds
me up. All that munch that they sell in those kind of supermarkets, that says ripen at home.
Yeah.
Like apricots or peach or something like that. Some one of those stone fruits are ripe. You never ripen. Nothing. You fucking buying this fucking... Listen to the sound of this fucking avocado, bro. It's a fucking rock, bro.
Yeah. You could kill someone with that, man. It's like absolute a cannonball.
This, I could dash this and smash through the window, fucking dent the car.
Oh, easy. Yeah, easy. Although, you know what? I'm kind of new
to avocados. It's ripe and ready, bro.
I'm kind of new to avocados. In South
America, bro, they fucking... She sends me out to the shop for avocados all the time. It goes with fucking everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm kind of new to them, man. Like now... I love a good avocado with some eggs on a nice, what's it called? That bread, the expensive bread, with my eggs with a runny yolk.
Soda bread or some shit.
Yeah, some shit like that. I love that shit, man.
I'd love my what was it? Runny egg, my eggs.
Yeah.
On my sourdough.
Sourdough, yeah. That's the one.
Triple the price. Yeah, that's the sourdough.
One. I love sourdough. That shit.
Make sure it's in the fucking Waitrose where I work, bruv. Fulham, Parsons Green, they got a Waitrose there. It's quite a small one, just everything. There's nothing normal. Everything's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. What was it I was looking at the other day? I know, I can't remember now. It's gone.
Yo.
But fuck me.
You know what I forgot to mention, which I wanted to mention briefly this time. I should have mentioned it last episode because the episode before that one, so episode 34, when we were in the gallery and we were, you know, in the room full of graph when we were chatting and we reviewed that guy, Sid Barrett's sex wagon and with the dicks twirling into each other, he messaged me and he was like, yo, let's go for a paint. Yeah. And I was like, all right, let's go. You know what I mean? And then I linked him. I said, yo, if you come to West, I'm up for it. You know what I mean? I said, I'll come meet you after work down, you know, Latimer. So I met him. We had some beers and we caught up and it was just, you know, I don't want to go on about it, but he was a really cool dude, but I was just like questioning him.
Yeah.
Like, why do you draw these crazy fucking weird drawings? You know what I mean? Yeah. And I was like, he was just like, nah, it's funny, isn't it? It's funny because it's jokes. Yeah. And I was like, all right, yeah, I guess. It is fucking hilarious, but.
Is that the only reason he's doing it?
He was like, yeah, I was like, why the saggy tits and all that stuff? And he was like, it's funny, isn't it? It's funny. He was like a quite a weird guy, not cool, really nice guy, but he was a bit, I don't know, there was something weird about him. And but really cool dude, you know what I mean? Funny guy. And we were there painting for a while, chatting away. And I even asked him, I was like, yo, I don't care, but are you gay? You know what I mean? I was like, why all the dicks everywhere and all the cocks and stuff? And he was like, he has got a long-term girlfriend and everything, you know what I mean? And I was asking him, what do people say when they see you painting, you know, when they're walking past and watch you painting? And he was like, he just brought up one instance where he painted like a guy with his cock out, but he was wearing a football top. Yeah, I can't remember if it was West Ham or he did like two rival football team guys with their dicks intertwined and shit. And he said some bloke came up and offered him out because of the football top, not because of the dicks or anything. Oh, really? They were like, oh, what you got to say about that football team? And but then he didn't have
it. You're saying the Hammers getting their dicks out, bruv?
Yeah, exactly. And but he's a fighter as well, this dude. man. He comes from like a, I mean, I'm sure he won't mind me saying this, man, like a half gypsy family. You know what I mean? I think his dad's side or something. I can't remember exactly all the details, but he can have it. Like, he's had plenty of fights, man. But now he's a mad peace loving dude. He focuses on his art. He used to do mad graph back in the day, like proper graph, but then now he doesn't do illegal stuff anymore and he just paints cocks on everything, man. I just want to salute Nike Biz. Yeah. Big up Nike Biz, man. Smashed it. Nice one. And we did a piece together, yeah? And I was doing my outline and he did this weird thing. I'll show it here on the screen. It'll be on the screen here. And he did this, like, he did like a police car and a guy shotting weed and then to a naked guy. But he didn't draw a dick.
So I hate shotting weed.
I hate shotting. It was just hilarious.
I love that bit.
And I was like, where's the dicks at? Because the other guy was fully clothed. The policeman was in the police car. And then there was the other guy. And I was like, yo, the reason why I'm painting with you is for some fucking cock action, yo. Get the dicks out, man.
What the fuck happened?
It's coming. Like that, yeah. And then finally, right at the end, because he drew the naked guy, but without the dick. And I was like, yo, where's the dick? I kept telling him, yo, paint the dick, motherfucker. And then right at the end, the last thing he did, he started drawing it. And then I was like, have the cock going right through my piece, going through the letters and like jizzing all over my piece. I don't care. And he was like, are you sure, Amber? Is that all right? I'm like, yeah, man, have at it, you know, because I'd finished already. And so, yeah, boom, you know, big, massive dick. And then he was like, you know what? The dick should be pissing because he's getting arrested by the police, so he's pissing himself. And I was like, yeah, cool, piss, jizz, whatever, you know?
Piss, jizz, yeah. Whatever.
I was like, yo, just get on it, motherfucker. And so, yeah, he didn't let me down in the end. Now, prop. I just want to give him another props, man. Yo, big him up.
You can piss, you can jizz, whatever. You got.
Yeah. Exactly, man. Sorry, because I meant to do that last episode and I completely forgot for some reason, man. Should we kick off with a tune and then we'll go into some graph sketches? And then I've got a mad story as well attached to the song that I want to play. I can do that first. It's up to you.
Yeah, man. I want to hear the story.
Yeah? All right. Theme, you're going to love it. It's a Brazil story.
What a surprise, bruv.
Well, yo, listen, I've had a couple of messages from people going, yo, where are the Brazil stories at? Because we keep kind of gunning me for not... And I'm obviously conscious about it, so I'm like, nah, I can't talk about Brazil because I'm going to get the fist taken out of me. So I haven't spoken about it in a while. So I thought, you know what?
I loved it then when you switched to quite serious. Yeah. So I haven't talked about it for a while. Like, here it comes, bruv. I'm going to stop talking about Brazil. Here it comes.
I've got the mother of all Brazil stories. Well... one of. But I'm going to start by playing the track. Son. This is a track by Tropa. It's from a movie called Tropa de Elite. Tropa de Elite, which means elite troops. You remember City of God, that movie, yeah? Classic, incredible film, yeah? After that movie came out, a couple years later, when I went to Brazil, this movie was the big movie of the time. It was called Tropa de Elite, yeah, which is similar about the favelas.
Tropa de Elite.
Yeah, elite troops, yeah. And this is a track off that soundtrack called Rap das Armas, yeah. Rapping about, you know, the guns and all that shit, yeah. It's about the favela gangs and all that shit. Check it out. This is a live version. Para pa para pa para claque bom para pa 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 morro do dendê onde invadir nós com os alemão vamos se divertir porque no dendê eu vou dizer como é que é aqui não tem mole nem pra DRE pra subir aqui no morro até a BOP treme não tem mole pro exército civil nem pra PM eu dou maior conceito para os amigos meus mas morro do Dendê também é terra de Deus vem Deus, DJ vamos lá para pa 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 para pa 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 jam back in them Okay, that's enough of that. That's a style of music.
Weird language, man.
Yeah, but that's not only, that's Portuguese, obviously Brazilian Portuguese, but they're
so fucking, the sounds are weird, of the sounds.
I'm telling you, man, the slang out in Rio de Janeiro is separate from Sao Paulo, and I'm sure in Brasilia, they've all got their own slang, you know, and every day it fucking changes, man. It was hard to keep up with it, man, when I was out there. Every day I'd hear a new word, and I'd be like, what the fuck does that mean? And they'd be like, oh, it means this, and I'm like, oh, shit. The slang out there is just next level, man. The gíria, they call it gíria, means slang. Anyway,
Where were you?
I was in Rio de Janeiro, porra, caralho. Yeah. I was a carioca. A carioca is someone who's native to Rio de Janeiro. They call them cariocas. I was a gringo, but I like to think I'm a
this
carioca.
This guy is a what? Is a carioca.
Carioca, yeah, that means carioca. Native. Like a Londoner is from London, you know, and a carioca is from Rio de Janeiro. Anyway, that song, that style of music is called baile funk. Yeah, that comes out of the favelas out there. It's basically Miami bass music, like Two Live Crew, you know, with the 808 and the bass and the sub bass and stuff. But they just rap about guns and fucking bitches and all that shit. Anyway, so
like people did back in the day.
Yeah, well, no, I'm sure they still do.
About guns and bitches.
Yeah, they still do, I'm sure. Them
man still do.
Yeah. Anyway, so boom, I'm out there, I'm living there for a while, and then there's carnival time. Yeah, carnival time. I have a couple of mates come over from England. They come over to Brazil, and they want to join me for carnival. One of my mates who came, Scuba, big up Scuba, salute, he's actually half Brazilian. You know what I mean? His mum's Brazilian. So he speaks the language, you know what I mean? He goes to Brazil all the time. So he came up there and he organized an apartment for us all to stay in. Yeah, there was three of us. Yeah, me, Oz, and Scuba. And we were staying in an apartment right on the beach in Copacabana. Yeah, literally two roads down from the beach. Yeah, sick apartment. Really cheap, like, you know, not a, like, plush luxury apartment. But, you know, it was like a... two bedrooms and a living room and a kitchen. Yeah. Now, we didn't want to pay for the whole apartment. Yeah. So, and as you can imagine, during carnival, it's nuts in Rio. Like everything shuts down, everything stops during carnival. Yeah. And there's just bare tourists coming to town. Everyone, all the cariocas, they leave Rio. Yeah, they don't hang around because everything triples in price. You can't get no public transport. Everything's closed down. There's just sound systems everywhere. It's in
fucking gringos coming as well. Fucking gringos.
It's insane out there, man. And like, it's worth experiencing. But to be honest, I always tell people, they go, I'm going to go to Brazil for carnival. I'm like, yeah, cool, go. You'll experience it. But you won't really see the real Rio, man. You know what I mean? Because it's just nuts during carnival. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we're staying in this apartment, but I can't remember all the exact prices, but it was 1,500 reals to rent it for the whole month, the month of February. Yeah. And carnival's at the beginning of February. But my mate had the genius idea. He was like, because like I said, all the prices triple, all the hotels, all the hostels, everyone, you know, and then they all get booked up mad quick. And there's always people in the street looking for places to stay. Yeah? Mad tourists like come without booking somewhere and they're just screwed. Bingos. They're up in the street. So we basically bopped around. We found three girls. Yeah.
What country is this?
In Brazil, son.
You got to keep reminding us.
Yeah, this is in Brazil. The heart of Brazil. So we're walking around trying to find housemates who are going to pay us to stay in our apartment, like for half the price they would pay for a hotel, for a hostel, you know what I mean? Let's say the hostels are costing them 800 reals for a week to stay there. We were going to offer them 400 reals to stay for 2 weeks, you know, if they want.
Sounds like a Panani trap to me.
Well.
Sounds like a Panani trap.
So we met this one girl from Liverpool and her mate from Bristol. Really cool girls, yeah? And then this South African girl, yeah? Because we wanted girls. We didn't want dudes, just like sort of hairy dudes lying around the apartment. Like, if they're girls there, then, you know, they can chill in one room, we chill in the other room, and in the living room, and it's all good. And we bought, like, mattresses and shit for the floor. We bought all the toiletries, you know, enough fucking toilet paper and everything. Hold on, is that an aeroplane? That's a helicopter. Hold on, let me get that pass.
It's a ghetto bird, son.
The ghetto bird.
That's where we at, son. We outside.
We outside.
So back to your story. Which country is this, bruv?
This is in South America. There's a large country in South America called Brazil. Yeah. And so, boom, look at Theme's face. He's loving this, man. I haven't told him.
Because you know what? All I'm thinking, yeah, whilst you've been saying it,
yeah,
is how many times can I get this in Brazil? I could make a fucking funny video of you just saying Brazil all the time.
All right, same.
And editing it with you saying loads of girls, and I'm from Brazil. You know,
yeah.
This
sort of stuff. Yeah, yeah. I'll give you some good.
I can't wait to do it.
And so boom, we're all right. So boom, we got these three girls. They're staying with us. We're staying in there as well. And we're like, they fucking hit the gold mine. Yeah, because I'd been living there for ages.
You're like a Brazilian local.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a local.
We know.
You're like a local.
We knew where all the parties were. No, I'm being serious, Dean. We knew where all the parties were. We knew where
you're Brazilian, bruv.
Yeah, and we knew all the hookups for, like, if you needed tings, if you needed anything, like
anything
like
you want, son. Anything you want.
Out. So they were fucking over the moon, man. They were loving it. Yeah. So we were going out, blah blah blah. And
we have everything. We have cocaine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Everything.
We have fiestas.
And so boom, we're out. Like, this is like we were like 2-3 days non-stop, hardly any sleep, you know what I mean? Partying just from morning till night, you know what I mean?
Really, really anti-British behavior.
Just going off on one, yeah? And then one day we got back, it was like 7 a.m., light is, you know, the sun's already up. And all right, ladies and gentlemen, appalling. Back then, this is about 15 years ago, yeah? I don't do this shit no more. But back
this is appalling behavior.
Yeah, yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah, and I do not condone it. But we were doing a bit of yayo. Yeah, we were doing a bunch. and we ran out. Yeah, we ran out. Yeah, and I had a connection.
Was this bunch of English birds?
We were with these girls, and I'd already hooked up.
South African bird, Bristol bird,
and Liverpool
Scouse.
Yeah, Scouser, and I hooked up with the Scouser girl, yeah.
You and I are kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was really cool, yeah. and so we hooked up, and anyway, we get back to the apartment. This is in Brazil, yeah. You know what I mean? Beautiful Brazil. I'm giving you more fodder here, Beemoth. And so we get back to the apartment, we ran out, yeah. And me, like, you know, on one, I was like, yo, because we'd been living in this apartment, like I said, only about a week.
Because you're local. You're fucking Brazilian local.
We're mad local Brazils, yeah. And local, so I thought I was so local. I thought I was such a carioca, yeah. Because there's, in Rio de Janeiro, there's over 200 favelas, yeah, spread around the city. There's almost 200 of them around.
Maddie was cool in every single one, bro.
No.
Local, bro.
I was cool in
every favela in Brazil.
There was one favela that I knew, that they knew me, where I was kind of safe to go in and out, yeah? That was like rule number one about the favelas. You don't just walk into random favelas, yeah? Because they might think you're from an enemy favela.
Ops.
They might think you're ops. They might think you're undercover police. They might, you know, there's a million things, you know? So anyway, I don't know. I was feeling mad brave, yeah? And I was like,
looking,
you know,
at
what?
These birds saying, look,
yeah, yeah.
I'm fucking local around here. Yeah?
Exactly.
But listen, I've been living here for weeks, love. Yeah. Fucking weeks.
Yeah.
I am fucking local, bro. What are you going to do?
Listen
to me.
For over
I got a plan,
now,
baby.
Anyway,
I got a plan, baby.
So I was like, we'd run out, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the favela up the road. Fuck it. I know the protocol. I know what you need to do it. So I'm just going to go. Fuck it. You know? Like an idiot.
And everyone's like, no, Maddie, yeah. You're crazy. Matt, what are you talking?
No, she was Scouse. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't even
And from
born.
Bristol. Yeah, I'm from Bristol as well. And South African. No, Maddie, what are you doing? No, anyway. Can't do that.
That nobody. Where was that? Nobody? That was like nobody. Almost. That was all.
Yeah. It was almost like that.
That was almost like Geordie, bro.
I'm terrible at accents. So, boom. Fucking. So I'm like, nah, I'm going to go. And it was literally just round the corner. So, boom, I walk down. This is 7 in the morning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. On like a Monday.
Don't go. I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it.
Yeah. And then, so I bop up the road. I'm like, yeah, I'll be cool. And I walk up the road. And the thing is, the favelas, they're all on
hills. Did you go in your J's?
On my J's, yeah. They're all on hills. And I'm coked up to the fucking eyeballs and pissed. Like, I've been drinking all night. This is 7 in the morning. You know what I mean?
This is disgusting.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting, yeah. Disgusting behavior, people.
Diabolical.
I'm not advocating for this behavior, but it's an interesting story. So, boom, I get to the entrance of the favela, which is at the bottom of the hill, and all the favelas are up hills, you know what I mean? And also, by the way, I don't want to say, you know, I'd been to favelas, I'd done like charity work there, and I'd even gone up and done like graffiti in some of the places with some of my crew them out there, you know what I mean? Like, you know, local, I wasn't bro. Just, I was, yeah, I was mad local. I wasn't going up there just, you know, all the time to do that. I had a favela in another part of Rio that I used to go to a lot. I knew
with the next there. Man then from, yeah, from Brazil.
Yeah. So boom, I go to the entrance of this favela, and at the entrance of every favela, there's a motor taxi rank. Yeah. A motor, as in motorbikes, and you jump on the back and they take you anywhere up the hill that you need to go for like 2 reals. For 2 reals, it's like 50p. Yeah. And they take you anywhere you need to go in the favela up the hill. So, and I have no idea how big this favela is.
And you're like, boy, take me to the top. I want to go to the top.
No, well, yeah, you need to go to the boca.
Who's the boss?
The boca of the favela. The mouth. They call it the mouth of the favela. Mouth. That's where they sell all the things. Yeah. So, you know, so I know, like I said, I've been going to this other favela a lot, yeah, for parties, and I had friends in there, so I knew the protocol of how to get into a favela, you know what I mean? But I'd never been in this one, yeah. I had no idea. I knew this one, all I knew was it was called the Beretta favela. It was named after a gun, Beretta. Yeah,
that's a good start. Yeah, it's a really good start. I mean? I'll pick the one that's named after a fucking Beretta.
Yeah, no, they're all named after guns and after all sorts of fucked up shit. Anyway, so I go to this Beretta one, yeah, because it's just round the corner from where we are. And so I go, and I get to the bottom.
Did you just walk there?
Yeah, I just walked there. I was around the corner, yeah. So I walked, and I was just saying to them, look, I noticed it. I noticed that was the entrance to a favela. I'd never been up there, you know what I mean, like I've said. So I get to the entrance, and like I said, there's a motor taxi joint there, but there was no motor taxis there. There was just a queue of people waiting, you know, for a taxi. And then the motor guy came, the first guy jumps on and goes up. And so I joined the queue now, and everyone's looking at me a little bit, but you know, I'm Arabic, so I had a little tan rocking. As long as I don't as long as I don't open my mouth, people just assumed I was Brazilian, you know what I mean? That's another click for a beat. So I'm just waiting in the queue, like trying not to look like I'm really pissed out of my head, yeah. Just I'm probably failing miserably. And the queue's getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And then finally, I'm at the front of the queue. And then, but the thing is, there's another slide that I used to do at the other favela that I knew well. And I knew the motor taxi guys. And I used to pay them. I used to give them the money. And they would go up the hill. And I'd give them extra for them to keep. They'd go up the hill, get the tings for me, come down and give it to me. You know what I mean? So I'd pay for the, give them the money for the tings and give them a little extra money for them to do the mission for me. And that used to be really cool. So I thought, I'm just going to do that with this guy. I'm just going to chat to him on the sly.
Hey, can you give me some cocaine? But you're buzzing off your fucking jacks.
So
as
check
well.
This out. So, but then, and there's also people.
I've got to act normal,
me.
But I've got to ask him for some cocaine, and I'm in the middle of a queue of people trying to get to the favela.
Yeah, and there's people behind me waiting to get on this and on another motorcab. So I'm like, oh shit. So I'm like, I can't be bait in front of all these people. You know what I mean? Anyway, so the motor taxi comes, and I jump on the back, and he goes up the hill, then he goes round the first corner, and I go to him, para, para, para. I go, wait. Yeah, stop. And he stops the bike, and I jump off, and I go, desculpa, meu irmão. In my really broken bullshit Portuguese, yeah, I'm like, desculpa, meu irmão, por favor, você vai para mim a la, you know, the boca. And I was like saying to him, can you go to the boca and grab me some things, and I'll pay you extra, you know what I mean?
What were you saying for things, though? What word were you saying?
No, I didn't have to say things. He knew. When I say the boca of the favela, he knows exactly what that is. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to tell him. I don't have to spell it out for him. He knows exactly what I want, yeah? And then he's just going to me, nah, tranquilo, porra, tranquilo. Yeah, it's all good, bro. Just jump on. I'll take you up. It's no problem, yeah? And I was like, por favor, meu amor, please, brother, man. You can go for me. I'll espera aquí. I'll wait here. And he was like, nah, man. He was like, vai. He was like, tranquilo.
It's cool. I know everybody.
It's cool. Come with me.
He's an actual local, bro. He's a local proper cabbie in the fucking favela, bro.
He lives in there. Yeah, exactly. And he's like, nah, it's cool. Come with me. And I'm like, are you sure? I'm like looking him in his eyes.
Going, seguro.
I was like, are you sure? And he was like, yeah, it's cool. Tranquilo, boy. And I'm like, all right. So boom, I jump on the back. And I had no idea how big this favela was. We're driving now 15 minutes up through all these little, you know, the streets out there, they're all like man-made, you know, chickens.
You're holding onto the back of him like that. I'm
holding onto the back of the bike, you know what I mean?
And he's doing the man kind, the man one, isn't it? When you hold onto the back.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes you're going up, you're like, I'm not going to grab onto him, I'm just going to fucking firm it.
Exactly. And we're zinging up, and the view of Rio from going up this hill was incredible, man. And I'm like, wow. And we're zinging through these little streets, going up these bits and round these bits. And then finally we get to the spot, the boca of the favela, the mouth of the favela.
La boca.
And there are these like two makeshift buildings, you know, built out of brick and a couple of other sheds and shacks and stuff like that, yeah. And then between these two brick buildings, there was a staircase, really narrow staircase going up into darkness.
Yeah, the worst staircase of all time, yeah.
And there's all these favela kids hanging outside on the bottom of this stairs. And then
all lookouts.
And the cab, yeah, and the cab guy.
Everybody knows you're here already, yeah, bruv.
Exactly.
Even the granny like making soup in some kitchen from everyone. Everybody knows, bruv.
Everyone. And then he's like, yeah, he stops the bike and he's like, aquí. He's like, there it is, up those stairs. And he's pointing to the stairs, like, yeah, go up the stairs. And I'm like, hold on, bruv. I'm like, I'm not going up these stairs. And he's like, tranquilo, man. He convinced me. He was like, it's cool.
What were you saying? Like, did you go into English? You go, no. Yeah. There's no way, man.
Like I said, this was a while ago. I can't remember all of it, but I just remember going, tranquilo. I was like, are you sure? Like, tranquilo, aquí, para mí, easy. Like, tranquilo. And he was like, it's cool, man. He kept telling me, it's cool, man. Tranquilo, porra. Bye. And I'm like, all right, okay, cool. So then, boom, I'm like stepping over these favela kids, and they're all looking at me. They're like, who the fuck is this guy? But they all
buzzing off his tits, seven in the morning.
Now, I'd sobered up by now, you know what I mean? Well, not sober, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, on the motorbike ride going up the hill.
And also, I'm in the heart.
What am I doing?
I'm in the middle of this favela, the unknown. You know, I don't know anybody here, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They don't know me. So I'm like, you know, I'm on point now. I'm not just walking around going, hey, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm like, yo. I'm like,
but you do look local. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, as long as I don't do anything stupid, I won't stand out too much. Yeah. Anyway, so I start walking up these steps into the darkness. Yeah. I'm going up and up these steps until finally I go, hey, fight, like that. Yeah. Someone shouts from the top and I look up. All I see is a silhouette of a guy with a fucking machine gun, yeah, shouting down at me, shouting like Portuguese, I didn't understand, yeah, going, and I'm like, yo.
Fucking hell.
But like, I'd been.
I knew these were the worst stairs of all time.
Yeah, no, but
I, shit.
I'd done something similar in the other favela, the one I'm familiar with. I knew that what he wanted me to do is lift up my t-shirt, lift it up, yeah, so he could see my waist, so I wasn't carrying
it. Make sure you're not holding, man.
Yeah, and turn
playing
around.
You know what I'm saying?
So what I have to do, is, that's because I remember that's what I had to do in the other favela. So I was like, okay, this guy obviously wants that. So I lift up my shirt and I do a quick 360, yeah? And he's like, vai. He's like, come, you know, go. So I got up to the top and he's like, he's
local,
like, hey,
things, bruv. I'm getting up to the top. I'm seeing the man. I'm buying the bag, bruv. Yeah. I'm not letting the South African chicks down.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I'm on a mission. So then he's like listening off. He's like, oh man, my Portuguese is so bad now, but he was basically saying, what do you want? Maconha, ecstasy, cocaína. He's like, what do you want? Weed, ecstasy, coke, what do you want? And I was like, cocaína, por favor. And he was like, Vinci, 30.
Por favor, just a little bit.
Yeah. And he's like, Vinci, 30, 50. Like, do you want a 20 bag, a 10 bag, a 50 bag? And I'm like, a 50 bag, you know? And 50 reals, by the way, is 10 quid and you get 3.6 grams. Yeah, I'm just saying. Of puro, man, puro. And I'm like, 50 bag, please. And he's like, tain. He's like, yeah, we got it. And he's like, and then he points the gun down another alleyway. He's like, go that way. And I'm like, okay, cool, man. And I just pop down that alleyway.
Just fucking hell. You must be thinking, fucking hell.
I'm just like, yo. And I'm
these trying people are strapping machine guns.
Yo.
And I'm just chilling here trying to get some yayo.
They're all eating breakfast and shit. Like I said, this is 7 a.m, yeah? And so I walk down this other alleyway and finally I get to the end of the alleyway and there's a guy with like a picnic bench in front of him and plastic bags on the picnic bench and he's just having a massive row with this other guy, yeah? And he's got two copper-plated 22s on the table, yeah? And these plastic bags, one is full of money, one's full of little bags of coke, one's full of weed, and one's full of something else. I don't know what, probably crack or something, yeah? So I walk up to this table and I'm just standing there watching these two guys.
So I walk up to this table.
Yeah. And I watch these two guys. They're just having the biggest row. They're shouting at each other. Yeah. And I'm kind of picking up little bits. And they're basically arguing the guy wants him to flick him some drugs. He wants him to sort him out. And the other guy's going, nah, I flicked you last time.
No ticks, bruv.
Yeah. And I just remember. And I was just quiet, just standing there waiting for my turn. Yeah.
And then in the middle of this argument, in the fucking cocaine house of the favela.
And there's little kids around as well, eating their breakfast. Little, like, 9, 10-year-old
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, this is la familia.
And just eating their breakfast and shit, all looking at me like weird. Like, they're like, who's this fucking guy? Yeah.
Well, you were wearing like flip-flops and like fucking Bermuda shorts and like wife beater.
No. I was wearing... Nah. I told you, man. I was a carioca, man.
Imagine.
Bro, I had my capoeira trousers on. Yeah, like beat up kind of capoeira trousers. And just a t-shirt, white t-shirt, plain white t-shirt. That's it. No jewelry, no watch, no nothing. That I learned from early not to carry none of that stuff. You know what I mean? That's it. And in the capoeira trousers, I had a little pocket, but it's on the inside of the belt. On the inside, there's a little pocket. Mm-hmm. And I had a little bit of money in there. That's it. And I had my flip-flops on. That's it. Havaianas. Everyone out there wears Havaianas. If you don't wear Havaianas, you're a fucking gringo, you know? And I ain't no fucking gringo, mate.
He's fucking local, bruv.
I'm a local, bruv.
We established.
So I'm standing there waiting for these guys to finish their argument. And the guy, like halfway through the argument, just turns, looks at me and goes, what do you want? Yeah. Você vai, you know, in Portuguese. He's like, what the fuck do you want? Like that. Yeah. And I'm like, por favor. In my fucked up Portuguese, trying to go tell him a 50 bag.
Haven't slept for like 2 days. Yeah. This fucking gringo.
My eyes are like this.
Walks
up to
the hood in his flip flops. He's like, yo, I'm from London, bro. I've done this before,
bro. Bro,
about a 50 bag.
Like, I'm deep in the favela. They could pop me off, bury me somewhere. I would never be found. You know what I mean? I would disappear. You know, they could kidnap me. Anything could happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I just go to, you know, my broken fucking Portuguese. I'm like, yeah, you know, 50 bag of thing. And he's like, oh, okay, cool, man. And he pulls out the thing and he's like, Janeiro, you know, where's the money? Yeah. And so then I reach into my belt where the pocket is. And the guy picks up his gun and points at my head. And I'm like, yo, Janeiro, aqui. I got the monies in here. And he's like, yo. And he starts saying in Portuguese.
The paper, fam.
And he starts saying,
no, I promise I got it. It's fucking here, bro. It's fucking here, bro.
He thought I was reaching for something down my trousers.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And I'm like, Janeiro. I was like, Janeiro, I keep the money's in there. And he was like, he just started waving his gun at me, going, you know, like in a joking way, like going, I'd kill people for less than that. You know what I mean?
I'm motherfucker, like, you're reaching for your shit. You could have got cap around here for that, man. You don't know about being around here, bruv.
Exactly. And I was like, yo, it's all good. And I just gave him the 50, gave me the bag. And it, funnily enough, it had they staple the bag shut and they have.
I hope it was some sweaty 50 that you balls the whole way. Yeah, you know what I mean? In case you got robbed or something. At least you can think that fucking cunt.
And And it had a picture of Bob Marley on it as well, which I thought was a bit weird. You know, I mean, a bag of cocaine. Maybe on the weed, but not on the cocaine. Anyway. So I was like, thanks, mate. And I bopped off. Yeah, and I'm just straight out. And I'm like, oh, yeah, shit. I forgot to mention something.
Thanks, guys.
Cheerio, guys. Thank you. I forgot to mention theme. Sorry. The motorbike guy. The motorbike guy who dropped me off. Yeah.
He's been shot in the fucking head. And it's your fault because you go back to the bed.
No, he fucking, no, when he dropped me off and he said, yeah, it's cool, just go up, go up. I remember like grabbing him on the shoulders and going, espera aquí, por favor. Please. I was like, wait, please here, wait here. Yeah, I was like, please. Don't leave me in here. And he was
do
like,
do not fucking do one on me, bruv. If tell me you understand my shitty Portuguese, bruv. Yeah. Just somehow confirm human to human.
And he was like, it's cool. He's like, I'm waiting for you, no problem. I'm like, please don't go. Because then I'm going to have to start asking around. And like, I need a cab back down to the bottom. And who knows who I'd run into. You know what I mean? So I was like, please. And I was like, so then, boom, I told him, yeah, cheers to the drug dealer. And I get to the top, say safe to the other guy with the machine gun, and I start.
Now we're spudding like, yeah, walk on, bro.
Exactly. I was like,
wait, watch out. I'll see you next time, bro. Yeah, no, two twos, yeah, don't bother. Yeah. Easy now.
And then I bop down the stairs, just praying, please, 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 let him be there. Please let him be there. Please let him be there. And I get to the bottom of the stairs, and he was there. Yeah. I was like, yes, bro. And I shook his hand, but we're not out of the weeds yet. We're not out of the weeds yet, because at the bottom of every favela, at the entrance, there's a motor taxi guy and there's always police there as well. Mm-hmm. Always.
Catching, you know, gringos.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, oh, shit. So anyway, jump on the back of his bike. Yeah, cool. I jump on the back of his bike. He zings down the hill. We're zinging all the way down. I'm a little bit more chilled out now. But waiting for us to get out anyway, and then we get to the bottom and he goes, stops to drop me off, and I was like, nah, bruv, take me straight to the apartment. Where the apartment, I told him, it's just down round the corner there. And he was like,
I've got to impress these three birds that I've just told. I'm going to the next man's favela, which I've just completed the mission, bruv. Yeah. Take me home, bruv.
And then I gave him like 10 reals, which is like extortionate amount for it. But I just said to him, look, it's literally £3, you know what I mean? But I put a tenner in his pocket. I was like, please, brother, just take me to my thing. And he just, boom, zinged me there. And I walked back into the apartment like a fucking dun. I was like, here you go.
Like a dun-dunner.
Yeah.
Everyone asleep on the floor. Yeah. You're thinking, oh, shit. Yeah. No, they loved it. Did they love it?
Oh, man, everyone loved it, man. And you know what, as well?
And you were like, yo, I had a gun at my fucking head.
Exactly.
I'm fucking local, bruv. I fucking run it local, here, bruv. You should have seen me at the end. I was brethren with all of them. I'll bring on top to your mom's
house. That's one of my Brazil stories. I've got many other stories like that, but I will tell them in due course.
What gun was pointed at your head?
I think it was a nickel-plated 22.
Was it a pistol?
Yeah, a pistol. Okay. He had two of them on the table, but they were like, you know, copper kind of colored. You know what I mean? They weren't black and they weren't silver. It was like a copper kind of color. Yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly which gun, but I think it was that. But that was a bit of a crazy, ballsy thing to do, man.
There was a bag of money, a bag of...
plastic shopping bag, you know what I mean? On like a fucking picnic table.
What did you do? Did you just dash the money in there, take a little one out of the next bag and then walk out?
No, he did. He touched everything. I didn't touch nothing, you know? I gave him the money and he gave me the thing and I bopped up. And blatantly, all the bags, yeah, like I said, one had weed, one had crack, one had coke, and obviously different size bags in there and shit. I don't know, man. I didn't hang around and analyze
it. You got it and you just ballsed it.
Yeah, of course. Straight into the little pocket on the inside thing, and then down the stairs, man. Back to the apartment, man. And
you're wearing those Brazilian trousers.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm a local, Brazilian bro. I'm a local, bro.
In front of the face of Brazilian gangsters.
Yo,
it's nothing.
But I tell you what, I want to add as well, man. In the favelas, because I went, the best parties in Rio we're in the favelas, yeah, the baile funk parties, like that music from Rapas da Ramas, this is all like baile funk. They have massive speakers, and the thing is, as long as you know people in the favela, or you go with people who know people, and you know you do it in the correct way, you're safer in the favela than you are on Copacabana Beach, for example. Copacabana Beach is the big touristy area. You're going to get robbed there.
You're getting jacked.
You're going to get jacked. You're going to get, you know, getting all these things are going to happen to you there. But in the favela,
even if you're semi-local,
if someone fucks with a gringo in a favela, then that person is going to get fucked because you're fucking with the drug dealer's business. Their whole business is based on that shit. You know what I mean?
He's going to fuck you in the ass.
Yeah. But obviously it's still risky because you might get caught up in a like maybe the rival favela might invade it while you're there. Then no one's going to look out for you. You guys got to fucking hide somewhere and hope that no bullets hit you. You know what I mean? Like, so obviously it's mad risky still, but no one, you're less likely to get robbed or fucked up in a favela than on Copacabana Beach. I'll tell you that now. And also,
because that's where the people live, man. The people live
95%
there,
you know I mean? Of the people in the favelas are just poor people who can't get accommodation in the city, and they live in the fucking favela. You know what I mean? They're all fucking beautiful people, lovely people. They were giving me stuff and feeding me. And, you know, the people there are beautiful, man. You know, I don't want to give like a bad impression of people in favelas because, like I said, most of them are just, you know, they're just in bad circumstances, so they got to live there, but they're beautiful people, you know what I mean? I just want to end on that.
A lot of that in South America, man.
Oh, I bet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
When you were talking about the drugstore, I was getting flashbacks of meeting different dealers, because, you know, me and my mate Pud, Rich, we'd go get like a box or half a box or something like that.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, you know, do we know this kid? And I'd just always be thinking, no, we're just going to meet someone, it's fine, you know what I mean? You know, never met. And every time you got to the meeting, everyone was trying to show that they were bad, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, but you knew like all the chat was just bollocks and trying to get like this box or half box. Like, we've got to show him that we're a little bit bad, but we're still here to do business, and we can't be like, you know, shook when we go there. You're just meeting some fucking old men selling like half boxes of punk, like doing nothing. You know, this is back in the day. Like, before it was,
it's mad, the customer service of drug dealers sometimes, man. Because some of them have good customer service, but they do it in a raggo way where they're like, don't fuck with me. But actually, you know what, theme?
I went to the gym when I was at the gym the other day, I tell you.
Just very briefly, very, very quickly.
Dimi.
Down in Portobello Road, where I'm working, this dude pulled up in a car. I never seen this before. I've seen people pull up in a car and go, hey, you need to buy anything. You need to buy anything. Guy did? I'm not even kidding. He was like, excuse me, sir. Excuse, like this rude boy in the car, yeah? And there was all rude boys.
Excuse me.
I'm not even kidding. He was like in his politest voice. He was like, excuse me, sir. Can I interest you? And like, he was like, you know, because he's appealing to that market. He was trying to come across like a really nice guy. He's like, excuse me, sir. Do you smoke like that? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, would you like to
buy? Do you smoke cannabis? Yeah. Maybe I can help.
And I was like, nah, bruv, I'm all good. And he was like, okay, have a nice day. And then he drove off like that. I'm not even kidding. I was like, wow, that was the politest drug dealer I ever met in my life. Jokes. But yeah, sorry, you were going to say, man.
No, I went to the gym and then fucking opened one locker. Some guy just left, obviously, and he left all of his menu, like address cards, and it was called Mike's Magic or something like that on one side of the card. The other side, it was just like a business card for a drug dealer. There's like 200 cards in there.
Yeah.
People, you're just saying people are going nuts now.
Mate,
business,
I mean,
cards.
It's coming. It's going to be
WhatsApp
legal.
Menus.
It's going to be legal soon, man. It's coming. It's going to be like in LA now, you know what I mean? Soon here, man.
There was the biggest bust. Coming. Did you see that? I saw it on the Dank of England. The Is biggest it? Bust for cannabis farms in the UK.
Shit. Where was it? In Birmingham? Bristol? No.
No, it was all over. It was like a coordinated thing. Oh. It was the biggest ganja bust that they'd done. And obviously, everyone fuming about it and just saying what a backward country we live in, and
rare.
But loads of these people, like Theresa May and someone else, I'm just reading what I was seeing on the comments. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's it. I don't know if it's true. Theresa May has like a ganja farm that her and her husband make bare profit off, and rare. Because you know that shit about England being the biggest ganja exporter in the world?
Is it? No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been like that for a long time.
Not in the world.
The biggest legal. Yeah, it's fucking hell, prophets. Yeah.
Oh, you it's know what? I have heard about that. I heard, and I've actually seen. I've actually driven past one of them where they're like big grow houses and big white tents. Yeah, I've actually seen that. Yeah.
England is the number one.
It's for like hemp and for like ganja. legal stuff. Yeah.
Medicinal, all sorts of shit.
It's crazy.
But it just immediately gets exported.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest export of this country. And now these people are making bare profit off weed.
Yeah.
From owning shares and stock in the legal ganja farms that no one else would know about. They're not like normal marketplace.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So only know that it's like a monopoly. Then they can just invest in those motherfuckers. And get bare dough back because the company starts as nothing and just fucking grows immediately.
Yeah.
Because it's the only legal one. You know, you have the license and blah, blah, blah. And then they're banning and like fucking raiding houses of people doing the exact same thing, bruv.
Well, maybe that's why.
Growing green.
Wait, maybe
it's the most hypocritical thing ever.
Well, I'm thinking now, maybe that's why it's still illegal here. Because those companies, they obviously have some clout. The people growing it now legally and doing their thing, and people like Theresa May investing in all
they've
that
got to buy the balls. They're saying, listen, Theresa.
Yeah.
If you fucking let this go, and everyone can start growing weed, we're going to fucking do you over, bruv.
And we're going to get fucked. Yeah, exactly. So maybe that's one of the big reasons why. I mean, I'd have to look into it, guys, man. This is speculation on
this
my
is
behalf.
An amber controversy.
Yo, theme, I really need a whiz, man. Let's listen to one of your tunes and then do some graph critique. Sorry, I told a mad long story there, man, but I don't know.
It's about Brazil.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know what I mean. So we haven't heard about it for quite a long time.
Exactly.
We've got to keep hearing about it. Do you reckon you'll ever go back to Brazil?
Oh, 100%. I'm looking to go back at some point, man, for sure. I love that place. I painted so much out there. So many cool graffiti writers out there. It's insane. Like, it's such a cool...
Have you been back since you went back?
Nah. I haven't, man. I need to, but I just haven't. It's expensive, man.
Basically, in the favelas, you've got like all the tattoos and shit of all the gangs from your all over you, all the ones that you're affiliated with.
Yo, I remember the biggest favela gang out there was CV, Comando Vermelho, the Red Command.
And you were in that.
No, I wish I was. I wasn't. Yeah,
you were. When we would
paint, because you can literally walk up during the day and just paint a wall. In the city, no one gave a fuck, and I used to turn up and paint a wall, and I'd be like, let's paint that wall, and they'd be like, nah. And I'd be like, why not? It's just a couple tags
what,
on
what
it.
What city?
Shut up. And then we
No, like, what city? And I'm saying, did you always stay in the same place, or did you travel around?
Nah, I was living in Rio, working in Rio, and staying in Rio. Yeah, I traveled a little bit.
It's a massive country, isn't it?
It's huge, yeah, but that's one regret I had. I didn't take time to really travel much.
They've got mad different cities and that, don't they? Mad different countryside and shit. Those South American countries are fucking beautiful, bro.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Next time I go, I'll definitely take some time to travel around. But anyway, so I'm like, let's paint this wall. And they were like, nah, bruv, don't paint that wall. I'm like, why not? There's a couple tags. We're doing pieces over these tags. It's fine. They were like, nah, that's a CV tag. And I was like, so? And they were like, bro, if they see you going over that, you're going to get shot on sight. You know what I mean? On the spot.
On sight, gringo.
Yeah. So yeah, I had to learn that quick. And also the pichação and the pichadores, it was a whole next thing. I'll get into that another time.
You were just going to walk into a favela, just start going over everyone's graph.
Yeah, exactly that. Oh, I'm from SDF, London, bro.
Motherfuckers.
I'm from London, bro. Imagine doing
I've done
that
it before. I went and got Charlie the other night in the other favela. You don't even know, bruv. You don't
in
even
the
know.
The Beretta favela. They know me up there. Yeah. Beretta, yeah.
Yeah, Beretta, bruv. You. Look, there's I got the fucking tat there. Yeah. Beretta, bruv.
Exactly.
CV, motherfuckers.
Which tune should I play, man? Theme, out of the two you gave me.
Play a little bit of Gangsta Writers. That Brazil tune with you being a gangster leads us on to what you've got. You've got a little bit of Gangsta Writers.
A little bit.
Absolutely, 100%. You know.
I survived.
Gangsta Writers.
Let's go.
There is the famous wardrobe background.
Diesel. Bringing fire to my eyes. For this life.
Everybody gotta make sacrifices. Sometimes it ain't as simple as black and white is. Especially when you got a bit of gangster writers. Trap star, rap star, man of gangster writers. We was blending in rentals with cats as drivers. I used to stack all the 20, spend all the fivers. Nowadays everybody wanna go viral. Well, I got them on the needle like an old vinyl. 2021, year of the entitled. They say the trilogy itself's like the street bible. Separate to elevate, it's been vital. I've been a big idol and bleed out my eyeballs. Different days I'm either homicidal or suicidal. I don't think it's my fault, it's just the path that I will. Crown court sport, man, I armed and blagging. Stepped in a party lagging. They say they're gang, but they're hardly banging. I'm trying to hit him in his skull like I'm bringing Ed Hardy back in. Hit the can, then my dogs are rapping. Since felt I'm 06, they've been saying I've been hard at rapping. Kamikaze, the visit, got half the packing. My brother gets it cracking and I'm getting it cracking. I'm too tapped to tapping. Shit, still smoking my Prada jacket.
Sounds like these dogs, doesn't it?
Killing me inside. Things I sacrifice for this life.
It's weird that sometimes I miss the days when I never had a spliff to blaze. Nanny hugged me in the courtroom and kissed my face. My troubled childhood I wished away. Another day, another risk to take. Crown court looking 6 to 8. Now I'm in the booth daily going 6 for 8. I used to mix the coke, not mix the tape. Now this mixtape cost 10 bricks of flake. I need freedom like air. You never understand until you see it disappear. And I can't lie, I wish money was there. I'll give it all to have him back and put one in the air. Man said they wanna kill me, I ain't scared. I'll double your dare, even cover your fare. I'm going out like Tony at the top of the stairs. Ain't my first choice, but I'll be in some fuckery affairs. Mum struggled for years, nan suffered for years. That's buckets of tears, hence the fire burning. So when it comes to these numbers, I'm too assertive. I got my satin on me, crisis averted. Crisis averted means it's on person, not third person. When suspect turn victim, it's on purpose. I've done bird with long termers, wrong turners. Stop starters, cop burners, will not learners.
Long burners, bro.
These hoes, these hoes,
these hoes.
Wow. It's proper cinematic song, man.
Yeah, dope. These hoes, bruv. These hoes.
Who's that by?
Pot of Paper.
Pot of Paper and Tiggs, the author.
Yeah, yeah boy. Do you like Pot of Paper?
Yeah, you know what? I've been hearing about him. Who's been raving about him? A couple people rave about him. Yeah, and I checked out a couple of his songs. Dude's dope. Dude's dope. I haven't deep dived. Has he got a good album I should check out?
I don't know, brother. I saw that tune. I've got a couple of... Wait, what's going outside there next to the window, bruv?
Uh-oh.
I might have to get Aggie. No, I got just a couple of Pot of Paper bits on my from Spotify and that. And then that tune I saw... Well, it obviously reminded me of when you were in Brazil and being a local.
Obviously.
That tune I saw... Porra, the end of Top Boy. The end of Top Boy.
Oh.
The last series, I remember thinking, oh, it's a good tune to go out on. It was quite nice.
Mm. I didn't check the new series, man, of Top Boy. Is it worth... Yeah, it must be. I've heard good things.
Yeah, it's good. Do you remember when I said I went out with Nicholas and Elka's ex-missus?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, they were, like, properly... Nearly fit. Well, I think they were fiancéed up.
Oh shit!
And she eventually left him. She met me in a fucking restaurant. I said, "Come on, girl, come on, girl." Like this fucking ridiculous footballer's missus, like 6'1", blonde, oh, like mate. Gucci, everything, like typical footballer's missus. Yeah.
Crazy.
And I sort of started seeing her for a little bit, bruv. She was on coke like a mother.
I bet.
Fucker, bruv.
She should have linked me in Rio, man. She should have linked me in Rio. I would have hooked her up, son.
And by the I saw her for like months, you know what I mean? Like maybe a year and a bit.
Mm.
And over time, the more I had to answer the mobile because she hadn't paid this dealer back. And yeah. and then that dealer back, she had bare different dealers and she was ticking off and some paying off and like, but it's like it's literally like seven or eight of them, yeah. And eventually, last of cotching in this flat in Fulham, like near Munster Road, some posh area. She just had this fat yard, bruv. Sick. Used to buy me presents, bruv. Used to come in, bruv. Wow. Oh, I've got you a present. I've got you a present. But she didn't speak like that. She was like, she spoke English in the English accent, but she spoke fluent French, obviously.
Okay.
And she'd been to Harrods and just bought me boxer shorts with like fucking Union Jacks on. And they were like all Harrods brand and shit and like socks and all this kind of shit. All the time. I was like, fucking hell.
Jeez.
So it was amazing.
Yeah.
But every throughout the flat, she would have more and more dealers like looking for her, turning up. So sometimes I'd chill in the flat on my J's, waiting for her to come back from somewhere. You know what I mean? And I'd just be like looking around thinking, fucking hell, this flat is ridiculous. Yeah. And then it was more and more Dodge living there, more and more bait living there because people just coming round looking for their dough, bro.
Yeesh.
And some of them were like, you know, all different types of dealers. Some were like Chelsea and quite nice, you know. And then she had a couple of rude boys like doing it as well. You know what I mean? I said today to her, you can't really fucking live here like this anymore, man. You've got like eight dealers coming round every time you go in the toilet. I know she used to say to me, because she had to go toilet so much because she had like some weird thing, gastric thing going on in her stomach. She didn't want to tell me about it. When I clocked that she was just on Charlie the whole time, then I realized, that's her going in there all the time.
Oh, man.
Fucking hell. She knew roots as well from Paris. Yeah. Proper roots. Yeah. From the banlieue and that, but like proper roots. You see what I mean? All like Senegalese roots, massive geese.
And they apparently all loved her.
And the
up.
Flat was on the second floor. Yeah. Oh. I had a shaved head. I was skinny as fucking dick, like skinny and pasty as dick. I don't know what I was doing with this bird. Yeah. She was a little bit older than me. And always these rude boys used to drop her back from like, what are those clubs with weird names that are only like footballers?
Like Tiger and fucking...
Shit like that. Shit like that. Exactly like that. Whatever. China Whites.
Yeah.
Always going there, yeah. And come back, yeah. She didn't have the keys. So she's like banging on the throwing stones up. I don't know what she was doing, but she got my attention.
Yeah.
I go through to the living room and I open the window, yeah. My boxes and my Harrods Union Jack boxes, yeah. With like, you remember when I had skinhead, just like raw skinhead all the time, yeah. No muscle.
Yeah.
And just lean out like this. It's like 6 in the morning. And there's just bare tonk rude boys, from Paris. All looking up with all like these black mercs that are pulled up to like drop her off and that.
Damn.
And she's like, oh, can you open the door for me? Just speaks to me completely, you know. I'm like, yeah, I'll get the door for you. Then it's just like these geezers, yeah, blatantly thinking, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is this little skinny white dude doing with this? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And I used to think to myself, they must be thinking that right now.
Yeah.
Like when I'm opening the window and they can see me, like I was built like a fucking feather back in the day. It was as skinny as dick.
Yeah, what did she see in you?
Skinhead. What do you know? I don't know, bro.
That's because you're a joker, man. It's because you're a fucking joker. She played and he loved you up, man. But yo, she was on that yay, man.
But those geezers there were like, excuse me, like, who is this fucking guy? You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's mad. Fuck. Listen,
hell.
Theme, let's look. We've already hit an hour, man. Come on, hit me with a sketch, man. You're providing the sketch. Well, I know the sketches. I've seen it.
Yeah. Well, you haven't really seen it because you looked at it once and then I better not send you any nudes, innit?
No, try not to. Send me a dick pic.
That would ruin the show. Sorry, Akit.
All right.
I'll send you this one first.
Yeah.
And you know what, bruv? It's upside down, so let me just flick that shit. You know what I'm saying? Send it.
All right, I got it, man.
Now, this is from the man, them, Mose, from our man, Mose at Chrome and Black.
Official sponsor.
Black. Official sponsor.
Yeah, official sponsor of the Arms House podcast.
We don't know about no other paint shops, bruv.
Yo, big up Most. I just want to give Most a big shout out. I know. And you know what? Yeah.
Big up Most, bruv, though, anyway, because he is a fucking decent human being, man.
He's in CD,
he's one
man.
Of the good guys.
He's in Criminal Damage crew, man. You can't fuck with that, man. CD, he's legendary CD. Crew, yeah.
Criminal Damage, bruv.
He paints with Kiss a lot. He paints with all them.
Bruv, that famous Criminal Damage dub. Where was that? Ladbroke Grove, Latimer Roads. Where was that?
Under the flyover.
Under the West. Yeah,
under the Westway. Yeah.
Bruv, that Criminal Damage dub.
Yo. It's my favorite.
It's fucking historic.
It's one of my all time favorite dubs of all time. I bite those letters every day, man.
That's how I want to do the Badadan. I want to do the Badadan like that.
I got those letters locked down, man. I can do those letters with my eyes closed. I think
this
it was
is
done
one of
by
those
Kiss.
Sexy as a motherfucker dub.
Kiss 42.
What year? It's blatantly Kiss. It's blatantly Kiss. I can't even see the picture, but I know it in my head.
It's like early 90s, man. Maybe 91, 92. I don't know. I think it's written on the dub, so you can see it on the dub. But yeah, anyway, big up Most.
Remember last week, though, I said to you, what do you prefer, early 90s or late? And you said early 90s, the letters, man.
Just the letters.
That Criminal Damage thing was the letters. It was the letters.
Yeah. All right, but now we're going to the Most sketch. It's a down rock, M-O-S, with a little frame drawn around it. I remember he pulled this out when we were there. We went to Chrome and Black when we chatted to Zombie about, you know, the sponsor and all that stuff. And he was there. We were like, well, yeah, let's critique one of these sketches. And then,
that's the brilliant thing about Chrome and Black, bro. If you work there, when there's no customers there, and you don't have to like do any paint. You can just like do sketches.
Well, that's what I do at my work.
Plan all your paint. Like, what shall I do tomorrow? Like next weekend, I'll buy that color, that color.
Yeah, exactly, man.
But I like the letters, yo. And because you're always saying, we're always saying, you know what I mean? You've got to like keep to some sort of style. You can't be too narrow in some area and fat in other areas.
Mm.
And you see how he's done the M. He's done the M with lots of squiggle in the leg.
Mm.
You get me?
Yeah.
And I haven't planned to say this. I'm just thinking this just now. He's actually done that quite well because none of it goes too skinny, none of it goes too fat, and for all those curves in it and shit. I like the O, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like a little moustache, like a bit like your throw up.
No, I think
looks
it's
like
a.
I think it would be sick if it was. You know what I mean?
I can't see. Oh, the moustache. Yeah, no, it's not. I think
in
it's
the O.
It's like he did the top part of the O, then cut it off and did a star underneath it. But the star has been cut off the top as well. It's just, it's mad, like, fucking dope.
You see it's got curvy and straight line style.
Yeah, exactly.
Which you can't often do, man. But this is that. This does it quite well. I don't know if it's because of the down rock. I like the stars, though, a lot.
You know what? I'm going to call this the sausage style, man. I don't know if he's going to be happy with that, but...
You've been seeing too many dicks, bruv. You've been fucking painting with that geezer that draws all the dicks.
I've been painting with Nike beers too much. Yeah, all I see is cocks, but I'm just saying. You know, like, you know, he's got like, It's quite...
The S is good. I like the S.
It's quite unique. Although I can see the influence. I mean, I can't pinpoint the influence, but, you know... I can see he got it from somewhere. You know what I mean? He's run with a thing, but it is very original style, man. So
there's still a bit of London in there quite a lot as well, bruv. I like it.
Yeah.
I was just he wasn't planning to send this in. He was just sitting there doing a sketch.
Yeah, we convinced him. Yeah.
Bruv, we're taking that. Yeah.
We convinced him.
Need to review it.
My favorite letter is the S. My favorite letter is the S.
The S is hard, man. The S is good.
Yeah.
You see that arrow in the bottom of the S? That's exactly what I was dissing about. Who was it last week?
Last week?
Him
remember.
And his son were paid.
Rust. Rust.
Rust.
Yeah.
He had an arrow coming out the letter coming out of nowhere. That one actually looks like part of the S.
It's
decent, son.
It's like an arrow. If an arrow was a sperm, it looks like that. You know the arrow head and then the whoop? Little tail.
Like a comic sperm,
Yeah. You know what? Talking about Rust, his son, Mash.
Yeah, you were saying there was something.
He sent me a thing to critique, but maybe, I don't know, I don't want to rush through it, so maybe we save that for next episode, that one. But, this is dope, man. Salute to Most. Big him up, man. Keep doing your thing. I've painted with him a couple of times. The nicest guy, you know, really thoughtful, cool dude, man. So props to him. Theme, you know what?
Shall I send you a different one?
Well,
something you're not expecting?
No. Well, I was going to send you something.
Alright, send me a little song, song, you know what
this
saying?
Is just a kind of jokes one, yeah? But it's interesting, I think, yeah? Alright, I'm sending it to you now. Here we go. One, two... Wait, hold on. Forward. Two, theme. Bam. Alright, there
delicious,
it is.
Delicious, delicious and vicious.
You got it?
Whoa. Yeah.
What do you think about that, huh?
1797.
Yeah, I'm going to send you this as well. Yeah.
Or 1791.
Yeah. So this one was sent
to
me.
The fuck is this? Something in July. This is. What is this?
This was sent to me by Tala 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 Tala.
What language is it?
It's in English. And
so dances.
No, basically, I sent you another thing just now. Yeah. This is 18th century graffiti on Marl Rock. Yeah, Talal recently, he just went away with his missus.
This is brilliant.
And this is this is graph, like I said, from, which year is it from? Fucking, I think it's written on
the 18th century, blood.
1797. Yeah. And this dude, what's his name? Darius or something? What does it say?
Going back to the graph. I'm looking at the
yeah, the little text.
Tho Danzis. I thought like that was, it could be Joe.
Anyway, Talal sent me this. It's from a museum. It's a scrap of rock from like a cave that someone had done some graffiti on. Yeah, very early, like I said, 18th century graffiti on Marl Rock. And I can't make out what it says. It says July 29, 1797.
It says the fine copper plate script was probably written by a surveyor.
There we go.
Mine manager or owner. The person would be well educated and left their graffiti hidden.
Hidden. So people will find it.
They didn't want to get seen.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
so we now often... I really want to say who it... I really want to know who it is.
Well...
It's got to be a D-A-N.
No. It says, Darius? No. Can you see it says Drax, PFB?
Oh, yeah.
No, he's not that old. He's not that old. Big up Drax. I can't read what it says, but it's a cool hand style, though, if you look at it. It's quite cool.
July 1790. Fucking hell, bro.
It's insane, man. And you think, like, you know, when you do a little scrawl on a wall or something, who knows, in like 200 years' time, someone might dig it up from somewhere and just be like, yo.
You're reaching Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, exactly, yo.
What was it? Under the gullet of some fucking...
Yeah, flamingo statue.
Ostrich or something.
Exactly. Sorry, yeah, I just wanted to share that. That's
flamingo
kind of
statue, bruv.
Big up, Talal, Talal, Talal. Do you want me to say,
I'd love to see flamingos again. I ain't seen flamingos for fucking ages. I've got to get out of Europe.
Go down London Zoo, bruv. But yeah.
I want to get out of Europa.
Yeah.
I haven't done that for ages, man.
Oh, mate, tell me about it. Same, actually. Fuck, that's a good point. I need to go back to Brazil, man. I need to go to Brazil.
Places like Florida. You need to go to Brazil.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Venezuela.
Yeah, of course.
At the end of, hopefully the end of this year, but probably not because it's fucking, I ain't got enough pates. But because it's always been the mad dangerous to go there.
Have you not been?
And now it looks a little bit better. Nah.
Oh, you got
to
go.
I've only been
man.
To like, I ain't been to the Caribbean much. I've been to Dominica.
I haven't been anywhere.
Antigua.
Wow.
I've been to Mexico.
Is it?
In the Caribbean, this Caribbean side of Mexico.
Sick.
Dominica.
I'm jealous.
A couple of times.
What were you doing in Dominica?
Just linking the big butty girl lip. No, it's a fucking family holiday, bruv.
Oh, wow. Okay, sick. Yeah, I've never been that part of the world, man. I would love to visit. I'd love to go to
Trinidad. There was a time when my pops was thinking we were going to move to America.
Oh, wow.
Quite a long time. Yeah, because the company was massive and he could have worked East Coast, West Coast, you know, whatever. And if they were giving him the option to go wherever if he left England. Wow. So we went to America bare times.
Yeah.
Different sides. And then I found out. And when I found out, they didn't tell me until like we weren't going. Mm-hmm. When I found out, I was like, what the fuck? Because you're telling a teenager, yeah? This was back when it's all like Tommy Hill and like 411 Skate magazine and like hip hop and grime and everything.
Yeah.
We could have gone and lived there. You know what I mean?
Oh, you wanted before to, yeah.
Eminem. I would have been Eminem. Do you know what I mean? I would have been Eminem. But I remember thinking, shit, like how much my life would be different. But mad different. You imagine how different.
You probably still would have met a Venezuelan out there even, you know. There's bare South Americans up there. Anyway.
I don't know if I could have done it, bro, because I fucking just find Americans to be such cunts.
Isn't it?
Such fucking cunts. But after a while, imagine going like high school, you know, and doing all that jock and shit. You know, you're in the football team or you're like this fucking nerd. Or I just imagine it to be like Saved by the Bell, bro.
Yeah, exactly. With Screech.
And we'd rock in there and go, fucking do one, you silly cunt.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't know if I could have done it.
So happy I wasn't. But the thing is, you would have been different because you would have been in one of the coastal cities and you would have been coming from
15,
England.
16, around that age. So I would have been like developed. A little bit London,
Yeah. You would have been the man.
Mad strange.
Yeah.
Mad strange.
All right, brother. Look, I'm calling it quits there, man. We done, man. You're
calling it quits on that ass?
We done.
I'm calling it quits on that ass.
That was a weird episode, man.
I'm
sorry.
Slapping my dick.
I went off.
I don't know what I was saying. Just started randomly freestyling.
Yeah, man. Look.
Sorry, Ake. Sorry, Maddie. I shouldn't really be telling you I'm slapping that dick on that ass.
Oh, man, I've been chilling out with Nike beers, man. I don't care. None of that means shit to me now. Yeah. It's all good. Now, yo, props everybody, man. Thank you so much. Everyone who tunes in, man, sends us nice messages, hits like on the video, subscribe. Fucking share the post, you know, all that good stuff. Tell a friend to tell a friend. But for now, party people.
Zombie, we'll do the zombie. Did you say it was a zombies giveaway?
Oh, what should we do that?
We need
I don't know.
Figure it out. No, but you said at the beginning, said we'll figure it out and we'll let everybody know, and that's how you'll be able to blood clot win it, innit?
Okay. Show him the sketch though. Have you got it in front of you?
No,
okay, don't worry about it then. I'll
no. I don't want to show you this shit. That sounded like,
We're going to think of a really cool way to give this to someone, a special listener, but you have to be tuned in to the Instagram to find out. So go and follow us. The link is below at Arms House to Your Mum's House Pod.
Mum's House.
Yeah,
you don't know about Arms House to Your Mum's House, bruv. You don't even exist, bruv.
And listen, you know what we need to do as well for next episode theme, man? We need to do a proper just graph episode, man. Let's do our favorite London throw-ups. Yeah?
No more Brazil.
No more Brazil.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
Brazil had... now, not for 8 weeks. No Brazil now.
Yeah,
minimum 8 weeks.
I'm cool with that. But let's do our favorite throw-ups, but of all time. Not just London throw-ups, not just, you know, we'll just pick our favorite. You do five and I do five throw-ups. Yeah? And we'll do that for next episode. What do you think, Thee?
Yeah, I'm down with that, motherfucker.
I'm fucking down for that, man. So stay tuned for
that. Shit.
Party people, much love. Peace. We're going to go out on your second tune that you suggested, theme, Nightmares.
Styles P and Havoc.
Another Styles P tune. Damn, theme, I didn't realize you were such massive Styles P tune. You've suggested this is the third Styles P tune you've suggested for the pod.
Really?
Yeah.
No, one of them was Furtz, wasn't it, who chose Styles P?
Oh, it's possible,
Furtz on.
I can't remember. Yeah, it's possible. But anyway, this is Styles P and Havoc, Nightmares.
But this album, the whole album is quite decent.
Yeah, it's ill.
The whole album's quite decent. It's Havoc and Styles P.
Yeah.
It's doing all right, man. It's doing all right.
Didn't come out that long ago. Mm-hmm. Innit? A couple years ago.
No, it's new, bruv.
Yo.
Yeah. Well, that's new for me.
Yeah. Styles P and Havoc, Nightmares to Dreams. I've not given it time, but I'm definitely going to go and check that out, man. But party people, we're going to love you and leave you. Peace, man.
Gracias para todos.
Couldn't make this shit up, you know? Shit ain't for everybody. Sit back though, enjoy the vibe, you know? Yeah, I wake up and I pray.
Then roll another J, close my eyes and I meditate, trying to find a way. Lord, open up my third eye, take the nine away. By the way, I'm in pain, I just let it hide away. Smoking weed is the medicine without the side effects. Reflect on high school, me and Long playing DOS effects. Real nigga to the day I die, or I'm out of breath. I got fresh and soul powder, so I guess I'm powder fresh. Wanna play the game of death, homie, that's without a ref, without the rules. All I know is niggas making power moves. If you see me with a posse, then I'm making shower moves. Time is money, little nigga, you know what the hour do. And I'm thinking to myself, then I need a mecha trip. Trying to make another decimal, but make it effortless. Homie can't see the vision, fuck it, he's a pessimist. But I'm an optimist, living on some proper shit. Ghosts, from nightmares to dreams, poverty to wealth. From insanity to trying to find harmony for self. From vanity, trying to stay humble on the delf. You don't understand me, you don't understand yourself.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?